All right, we're here on KSOM KS95 talking to Grat Reed of Atlantic and University of Iowa track and field fame. He's the high school 2018 3A 110 high hurdle winner, a six-time college All-American. It would probably take me an hour to say all the awesome things he's done. Grat, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad. How are we doing?
I'm doing awesome. And you had a very long track career, 8 years. You had 4 years high school, 4 years college. You probably ran track in middle school. How did your very long journey with track and field begin?
Yeah, it's a good question. It starts out really kind of my parents just dragging me along to some of these, you know, local meets back when I was very young, even before middle school, just kind of going to small towns, you know, Red Oak or Clarinda, whoever was kind of putting on a summer track meet. And we would just kind of run around there, and I think they're maybe saw some talent there, or, you know, I think I enjoyed it. So that was kind of where I really got my footing starting, just as a little kid going around to some of those local meets.
And what exactly drew you to track over other sports? I mean, I know I saw some stats in there for baseball. I'm not sure if you played other sports. What exactly made you a kind of a track athlete?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good question. I think I was really drawn to track. I mean, I had some pretty early success, and I think that was rather motivating. Just as a younger kid, you know, being able to go out into a sport and find success pretty early, I think really helped, you know, compound my motivation and really just, you know, I saw that maybe I have some potential here. And really, you know, I wondered if I just buy in here and kind of go all in and make this my priority, you know, I wanted to see how far this could go. And, you know, I loved the part about track that was super attractive to me as well, was that there's a team aspect, you know. Some of those meets and my best memories are, you know, going in and winning team championships, but there's also the individual factor where, you know, I've got a job to do, and I know that, you know, if it's an individual race, you know, I can prepare well and try to go, you know, have 100% control of kind of some of the outcomes here. So I find that to be a rather attractive part of it as well.
Yeah, you were definitely a very strong track athlete to start off your career. I mean, was there a certain moment, you kind of mentioned the team aspect there. Was there a certain moment in your high school career where you realized you could take track to the next level?
Yeah, I think I credit a lot of that to the coach that came in my sophomore year, Jordan Mullen. He really helped me kind of see some of the potential and helped me really push myself, and was a super supportive coach, very talented coach, very motivating coach. Very dedicated, and just having him around, you know, helping me on and off the track as far as obviously technique and speed within the hurdles and all of that. But he really, you know, gave me a lot of confidence and supported me all the way as far as, you know, my dreams have taken that to the next level. So I kind of accredit that to him, and, you know, without him being able to come in there and really, you know, give me a lot of knowledge and skills, I don't think that opportunity would ever presented itself for me to run at the next level.
And when did University of Iowa start calling? Was that after your state championship win?
That was actually the year before. I had run a little bit of summer track, and I think I had kind of got on Joey Woody's radar there at Iowa, and he kind of gave me a call there at the end of my junior year, and kind of took a visit over there, I want to say the fall of my senior year. So, and then I kind of just went ahead and committed there. So I was all committed up to Iowa before my senior season began for high school.
Yeah, and when you had gotten over there for college, I mean, what was the biggest difference between, like, the competition there? I mean, obviously high school got some very strong runners, but you're playing against pretty much the best of the best.
Yeah, very much so. I was fortunate to come into a group, an existing group of hurdlers that were very talented. And fortunately, too, we had some former Hawkeye runners there that were very successful that were running and training professionally. So I came in immediately challenged and surrounded by a bunch of, you know, I think there were 7 guys that first year that were training with us, which is a very large group. And, you know, I was at the bottom of the list, and it was just kind of, you know, coming from the top, you know, or you win a state title and you get humbled real quick and you go right back to the bottom, and it's back to work. The hurdles go up an additional 3 inches, which doesn't sound like much to the common person, but it really makes a big difference. It, you know, you have to really fine-tune your technique there. But it, it was it was great to really just be around a bunch of guys that were very hungry, that wanted to get better, that wanted to push themselves, made an environment that was just, you know, thriving for success. And just being a part of that really helped step things up to the next level.
Is there a certain meet or a certain moment that stands out in your mind when it comes to college?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, there's so many of them. I think probably my eligibility. I think it was my third year running, and we were going at the indoor Big Ten championships, and I think I was one of the last guys to kind of make the travel roster. You know, I think on paper I was supposed to maybe kind of squeak in to make that Big Ten final. I was maybe coming in 8th or 10th or something like this, you know, just on the cusp there of being able to make a final, and ended up going to the Big Tens and ran a good prelim PR, and then ended up going to the final in a very tight competitive race. Ended up somehow squeaking out second place. Big upset, big shocker. I mean, if you just look at that race, you know, if you run that time, that race 10 out of 10 times, I mean, it's going to be a different winner, a different second place guy every time. I mean, 7.80 won it, and then I ran 7.81. Three other guys ran 7.81. It's all divided by thousands of seconds. And it was just one of those races, crazy competitive, you know, big upset, you know, kind of maybe saw, oh, wow, I might have something here. But just one of those that was definition of photo finish.
Yeah, and I know you got a lot of choices. Is there a certain, I mean, what do you think your highest achievement or your favorite achievement was in your college career?
That's a good one. And I think there's plenty on the hurdles front. I think, you know, I can probably narrow it down to two. There'd be times where I'd run the 200-meter dash as just kind of a, maybe a secondary event. And I'd usually run that, you know, at conference meets sometimes. I could be rather competitive in that. And, you know, when we were on the hunt for winning our titles, you know, that was an opportunity for our team to score more points. And, you know, I really valued my ability to try to, you know, be able to be a dual contributor on the points scale. And going out, and it wasn't at a conference meet, but I had run a big time PR in the 200, and it was just one of those things where, you know, it wasn't my main event, but I still went out and ran a really impressive competitive time, and I was pretty proud of myself as far as that accomplishment. And then, you know, go ahead and set the school record in the 4x100 meter relay at 38.3 or 4 seconds. I don't remember what it was. I mean, really, really fast, really, really good group of guys I ran with on that squad. And I think that relay will probably be hopefully on the record books for a long time. That was rather impressive, and very, very proud of that accomplishment. But I think my biggest one, too, is winning the Big Ten Medal of Honor my senior year, which is given to one male student athlete from each Big Ten university. And it signifies both athletic and academic accomplishments. So it's a very sought-after award. It's very blessed to receive that. So I think all-encompassing, that's probably my proudest achievement. There's that Big Ten Medal of Honor.
What was it like taking off the spikes for the last time?
It was a change of pace. I think, you know, in my heart of hearts, I knew, you know, it might be kind of the time, you know, but given everything I had, you know, track was in college, you know, the pivotal part of my life, the thing I focused on the most for 6 years time, that I gave hours and hours and hours a week to, and focus and dedication. You know, but when that time came, I think I was a little bit ready mentally kind of to start a new chapter. You know, I'd had some, my body was a little beaten up, you know, being in training extremely hard for 6 years with 2 weeks off a year of rest, you know, takes a toll on the body. And I think mentally and physically, I think I pushed myself to try to accomplish about as much as I probably could have. And I think looking back, you know, it was a tough decision, but I feel like it was the right one, knowing that I think I pushed myself to the limits and I got about as much out of my abilities as I could have.
Yeah, and just looking back one last time, I mean, on or off the oval, what are you most proud of when you look back on your time, whether it's like Atlantic or the University of Iowa?
That's a really good question. I think I'm most proud of soaking in the experiences, being really present and day by day, and just building great relationships and having a great time with my teammates. You know, so many experiences that I'm just so fortunate to have, you know, whether it's, you know, you're on a whole day has been delayed by, you know, flights and you're supposed to get on this flight, but then that got delayed to the next day and you're sitting around with your teammates or, you know, just traveling all over the place with your best friends, you know, being able to run in super fast tracks against super talented competition, all while doing it with friends and just training every day, seeing, you know, some of your best buddies. I mean, I think taking that experience in and really living that out was the thing I'm proud of the most, just because I really enjoyed what I did. And, you know, the accomplishments are one thing, but those memories of just being with those guys through thick and thin is the best.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you very much, Grad. And I appreciate you sitting down with me today.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jack.